Anybody else that wants to?
Yeah, is there anybody else that wants to speak before we close the public hearing?
Can we readdress?
How's the commission feel? Do you?
I don't care.
I don't mind. I mean, is it?
Is it? Yeah, go ahead.
More of the same or different?
It's something different, something that this family was bringing up. And I'm really glad they brought up some of the water surveys. That's all of our water. And so that's a lot more pool on all of our water. And that's definitely a concern that I didn't even think about till today. And in the best case scenario, I know that they have really good intentions. But if you're going to think about the best case scenario, I think you really need to logically think about the worst case scenario. And that really is what us homeowners are concerned about. And really just the blight of the neighborhood. And that was it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to readdress? Okay. I don't hear anyone. Ms. Sheila, anything else?
No.
Okay. This time I'll close this section of public hearing. Is the commission ready to vote? I would entertain a motion to either deny or approve the order number in front of us.
I move to deny order number 07-15-2024-01.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you all. The order has been denied at this time. We'll move on to our next order number 07-15-2024-02.
Again, on July the 8th, 2024, the Planning Commission passed a motion recommending the County Commission approve the zoning request of parcel number 8-3.0-06-000-000-005.001. Located at 1150 Buchanan Road. The zoning request is to M1, which is light manufacturing. So at the north end of the Buchanan property, we found a little piece next to the high road that had not been zoned during our initial zoning. So this is one of those corrections.
Yep.
The request is to have it zoned. It's owned by the same entity, Buchanan Properties LLC. Buchanan Properties LLC is to zone that as the property adjoining it to the south, to M1.
Okay.
So it's being presented by the Planning Commission?
Yes, that's presented by the Planning Commission.
Let everybody get out here. With this presentation being presented by the Planning Commission, is there anybody here who would speak? See anybody? I would entertain a motion.
Move to approve order number 07-15-2024-02, changing.
Second.
Change it to M1.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our approval for the City of Rockaway Beach funding agreement, the approval request for wastewater system improvements, project force main and lift station replacement, WWTF, filter building, control panel replacement, design and bidding phase. We're going to take just a second here. We're not going to go into recess, but give everybody a second to get resituated before we move forward. Thank you, Scott.
You're not staying, Mr. Stokes?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Good morning, commissioners. Good morning, John. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Hope you all are doing well.
Thank you.
With us this morning, we have Mr. John Suti with our Environmental Services.
Okay.
I'll read the staff report if you'd wish.
Please.
Okay. We have two of these projects for the city of Rockaway Beach. The first one, as the commissioners read, is for the forced main and lift station replacement project and the filter building control panel replacement. This project, we had discussed this in a work session with the county commission a few weeks ago, and everything has went through the attorneys. We have the agreements back, and now bringing it before the commission for final approval. So the city of Rockaway Beach is requesting the approval of the above referenced funding agreement. This funding agreement will provide for the engineering design services necessary to develop plans and specifications specific to the replacement of the city's major force main and the two lift stations that pump into the force main. This project will also provide for the replacement of the wastewater treatment facility's filter building control panel, which is essential for the proper operation of the filtration system process. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $419,000. This amount is based on a contract fee negotiated between the city and Toth Associates Incorporated of Springfield, Missouri, dated June 10, 2024. This amount also includes a 15% contingency for any unforeseen conditions that may arise during this portion of the project. This amount also includes $57,995, which is based on a bid provided by Multicraft Contractors Incorporated for the replacement of the filter building control panel. The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until August 1st, 2025 to allow sufficient time for the design of the improvements as well as time for the approval, reimbursement, and project closeout procedures to be completed. The city of Rockaway Beach's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on July 8th, 2024. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the county commission who has approved each copy as to form. This project meets the criteria necessary in determining the project's eligibility for approval and funding through the sewer sales tax agreement program. As stated, this is we had discussed this in a work session with the county commission. This one is in regards to concerns over the force main running through the middle of town. There has been some weaknesses noted in that force main, so there is a concern on that. They would like to begin engineering as soon as possible on that part. And then the control panel in the filter building, that has been an issue that's been ongoing, and they wanted to address that as part of this funding agreement as well. And that was also discussed.
Okay. You guys have any questions?
I have none.
No. I move to approve the funding agreement with the City of Rockaway as requested for the wastewater system improvement project for the force main and lift station replacement and the wastewater treatment filter building control panel replacement.
Second.
An amount of $419,000.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Next, we have the approval for the City of Rockaway funding agreement approval request, wastewater system improvements project phase one, Boys Camp Road subdivision area design and bidding phase.
Okay. The City of Rockaway Beach is requesting the approval of the above referenced funding agreement. Again, this is for the Boys Camp Road subdivision area design, engineering, and bidding phase. This project was brought earlier to the county commission in a work session to discuss, and then we had this issue with the force main come up, and then there were some other things, so this one kind of got pushed aside until we addressed the force main issue in town. But and we discussed with bringing this back, and the commissioners were in support of this project. But this funding agreement will provide for the engineering design services necessary to develop plans and specifications to planned upgrades of the two lift stations and repair/replacement of the existing gravity wastewater collection system serving this project area. This request also includes funding for the bidding phase portion of the project. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $129,375. This amount is based on a contract fee negotiated between the city and Toth Associates Incorporated of Springfield, Missouri, dated March 18th, 2024. The amount also includes, or this amount also includes, a 15% contingency for any unforeseen conditions that may arise during this portion of the project. The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until April 1st, 2025 to provide or to allow sufficient time for the design of the improvements as well as time for the approval, reimbursement, and project closeout procedures to be completed. The City of Rockaway Beach's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on April 22, 2024. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission, who has approved each copy as to form. This project meets the criteria necessary to determine the project's eligibility for approval and funding through the Sewer Sales Tax Funding Agreement Program.
You guys have any questions?
No.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and Rockaway, City of Rockaway Beach for the Rockaway Beach Wastewater Systems Improvements Project Phase 1 Boys Camp Road Subdivision Area.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much, Commissioner.
Mr. Suti,
thank you.
Next on our agenda, we have the agreement for printing, mailing, and email services, file number 24-093AS, Assessor. This is a one-year contract. This would be between Taney County and Diversified Companies, LLC, doing business as Divco Data. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 10th, 2024, approving the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the agreement for printing, mailing, and email services by and between Taney County and Diversified Companies, LLC, doing business as Divco Data.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the agreement for double drum roller, file number 24-094, Road and Bridge. With this morning out front, there is Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff. The agreement we have in front of us is between Taney County and G.W. Van Keppel. It's a double drum roller, is that correct, Devin?
Yes.
I believe we had discussed this also in the work session.
Correct.
Yeah. And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated July 10th, 2024, approving to the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the agreement for double drum roller by and between Taney County and G.W. Van Keppel.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Next, we have the agreement for courthouse flooring rehabilitations, file number 24-089, maintenance. With us this morning, we have our maintenance director, Mr. Scott Terpening.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. So we went out for bid on our flooring for the courthouse rehabilitation, and we have received this and approved bid for Dedman Floor Covering as the vendor and Taney County. We do have a letter from our attorney dated July 3rd, 2024, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, approving to the agreement as the form. One thing I would like to say in the motion, we would need the payment requirement of a payment bond. Is that something?
$50,000. Yeah. No, it'd be for the amount. Would it be a payment bond or performance bond? I know it says payment bond in the.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a question we can get with. I don't know how we.
Is Nikki here today?
She is.
I think we probably need to have.
Can we table
her
this?
Reach out. Yeah.
Okay.
Because usually it's.
Okay. So if we could have our legal check into that and see if we need to actually be a payment bond or a performance bond, and let us know, we will just table this for right now, or
Can we approve it with condition that that...
Well, we don't know what to make in the motion payment.
Whether to